If any sense of spirituality that we have in our lives is going to be any good, well, it has to be relevant, useful in day-to-day life. Jesus can't just be a stained glass window. He has to be part of our lives. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at God's plan for your life from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you live your life in the power of God's Spirit and God's Word. I don't know about your life, but mine's pretty hectic. Ups and downs, joys, disappointments, stresses and strains. In a way, all our lives are different, but in another sense, well, they're pretty much the same. And if we're going to consider any form of spiritual belief or experience, well, that spirituality has to be relevant, useful. I mean, it has to help us along the way. Otherwise, it's just a candle or a stained glass window or a crystal or whatever it is. But in the cut and thrust of daily life, that's all pretty useless. So when it comes to experiencing a relationship with God, coming to believe that this Jesus is who he says he is, does it help? I mean, does that faith make a difference in your life here and now? It turns out that there are kind of two ways of knowing something. Knowledge, head knowledge, you know, a bunch of facts or precepts that we believe in, and experience, actually living that out day by day. 3,000 years ago, King David of Israel wrote this. He said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." As I've said over the last few days, it's a bit like knowing that we should eat more fruit because it's good for us versus really getting out there and enjoying the taste and the experience of eating that rock melon or watermelon or orange or mandarin. And sometimes we can have this kind of stained glass window churchy mentality about Jesus that can be a set of facts that we have in our head, and yet we therefore can't experience it in our lives, really know and taste and see that God is good. It was a real surprise to me a couple of decades ago when I gave my life over to Jesus, when I said, "Yes, I want to follow this God. I believe that Jesus came for me." It was an incredible surprise how beautifully and how sweetly and how intimately that relationship began to develop. Over the last few days, we've been looking at this whole subject of having that experience and that relationship, and we talked about the need for there to be a desire in our hearts that I believe is a God-given desire, and then to come to God just as we are and have that relationship with God. But today I'd like to ask the question, but what about that relationship in the heat of the battle? If we should taste and see that the Lord is good, if we should experience the goodness of God, well, shouldn't that happen in life? I mean, day to day, in the ups and downs? That whole quote from King David, "Taste and see that the Lord is good," comes from Psalm 34, where David had just been through a really tough spot. I'm going to read all of what he said because I think the context is really important. He said this, "I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be glad. God met me more than halfway. He freed me from all my fears. Look at him. Give him your warmest smile. Never hide your feelings from him. When I was desperate, I called out to God, 'God, get me out of this tight spot.' His angels set up a circle of protection around us when we pray, 'God, get me out of this tight spot.'" See, his angels set up a circle of protection around us when we pray. Open your mouth, taste that God is good, because those who do, those who run to him, they are blessed. Isn't that great? I mean, David was in a tough spot, and out of his experience, out of that experience of God's goodness and faithfulness in that tight spot, he was able to write something as beautiful as that. Well, that was David then, but what about you and me now? Well, I know that 20 years ago, I was in a tight spot. It was the toughest time of my life. Everything came crashing down, finances, relationships, everything. It was just awful. And it was in that space, in that dark, scary space, that I came to faith. You may have heard me tell the story before about a car boot sale that we had at the church that I just started going to. Well, you just have to bear with me. The car boot sale. It was just a fascinating time for me because I've always been pretty wealthy, or I was back then, and at that time in my life, I was flat broke. I mean, I didn't have enough money to buy groceries for the next week because of the things that had been going on in my life. I just recently come to faith in Jesus Christ, and I just recently joined this tiny little church in a little suburb called Oyster Bay in the southern suburbs of Sydney, and we had this car boot sale. And so everyone went up there, and I had a whole bunch of things that I didn't need anymore. And so I opened my car boot. There was a chess set. There was some scuba diving equipment, as I recall. And I sold everything I had by 11 o'clock in the morning. And the other people around me hadn't sold a single thing. And they all went, hang on, how come Bernie sold all his stuff and we haven't sold anything? Well, what they didn't know, what I knew, was I was in a tough spot. God knew it. God knew I didn't have enough money for the next week for groceries and that I needed that money. But it doesn't have to be a disaster. I had a difficult situation with a person just recently, someone who really matters to me, and it was an angry situation. And this man was just, you know, from where I sat, being difficult. And I stopped and I just turned to God for a fleeting second in the middle of all that, and I was flooded with a joy and a peace, and the anger in my heart just disappeared like that. The harsh words that I wanted to say, they stopped like that. And I was firm, but there was a wisdom, there was a measured, loving approach that I have to tell you simply couldn't have come from me. This is real stuff. This is real day-to-day stuff. Just this morning I was praying and God just gave me a glimpse of something that he's planning for me in the future. Now, I get these sometimes. It's just a gift from God that he's given me where I can see into the future something through the Holy Spirit. It's not a ooh-ah-ee type of thing. It's just a natural thing that happens, and it's happened so often over the last couple of decades that when God does speak to me in that way, I just know that it's him. I know that I know that I know. You know, when we launched these radio programs that you're listening to now, we had to step out in faith, but we just felt that God was calling us to do that. This was the future he'd planned for us, and here we are, all these years on, 10 years later, on over 1,100 radio stations across 160 countries, including this station, broadcasting the very same program that you're listening to now. I was thinking about one region and how to take our programs into that region, and I prayed a little bit about it, and God just gave me some ideas that created a win-win with some radio stations and some other organizations, and off it went, and it just took off. See, when we have a relationship with Jesus, when we sit down and we pray and we ask, God knows before we ask everything that we need. And before we sit down and ask, he's already planned the outcomes. He's already there. He's already started doing things that we can't see that are going to bless us. I believe that when we desire God, when we draw close to him, not through our own good works, but by the grace of God in Jesus Christ, forgiven because he died and paid for our sins on the cross, when we spend those quiet and intimate times, it kind of ends up exploding our view of life. It certainly does with me. This walk of life that I now walk in faith, in relationship with Jesus Christ, it's a whole new walk. It's a whole new life. God in this mix, guiding and helping and intervening, this is where the rubber hits the road. It's exciting. It's powerful. And on those really bad days, there's a joy and a comfort and peace you just can't put into words. It's like biting into a piece of sweet fruit and going, man, that is so good. And it's not just me. It's everybody who believes in Jesus, who puts their complete trust and faith in Jesus. And by the way, that includes you. Especially, it includes you. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word Fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.